天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹平安，感谢大家继续收听天路导向节目，我是主持人李舒雅。现在我们正在学习的系列是圣灵的果子。那在上期节目中，麦克牧师教导了我们什么是圣灵充满，如此我们才可以结出圣灵的果子。那我们都知道圣灵九果中第一个提到的就是仁爱，就是我们日常生活中所说的爱。那么什么是仁爱的果实呢？我们又当如何做才能够结出仁爱的果实，真正的去爱别人呢？亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们一起来听听麦克牧师是怎么说的吧。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you joined us again.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你能收听我们今天的节目。
We have begun a series of messages on the fruit of the Spirit.
我们已经开始了圣灵的果子这个系列的信息。
And in our last broadcast, we learned what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
上次的节目里，我们学习了什么是被圣灵充满。
We learned that when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, our lives begin to manifest the fruit of the Spirit.
我们学到了当被圣灵充满时，我们的生命就会结出圣灵的果子。
A list of the fruit is in the Scripture.
圣经中也列出圣灵的果子有哪些个。
Today we are going to begin learning about the first of this fruit, which is love.
今天我们来学习圣灵的第一种果子，就是仁爱。
If I ask you which word in the English language is more abused, misused, and wrongly overused than any other word, what would you say?
如果我问你，在英语中我们最容易滥用和误用的是哪个词？
The word is love.
这个词就是爱。
It is misused probably more than any other word.
很可能这个词比任何其他的词更多被误用。
Let us examine this for a moment.
让我们花一点时间来看一看。
I have met some parents who refuse to discipline and train their children, and they let them run wild.
我曾遇到过一些父母，他们拒绝管教和训练孩子，任由他们变得越来越野。
And they say they do this because they love their children.
他们说，这么做是因为他们爱自己的孩子。
There are some husbands and wives who refuse to be honest with each other and transparent with each other, and they call that love.
有些丈夫或者妻子拒绝彼此以诚相待，不愿意向对方完全敞开自己，他们称此为爱。
Friends don't speak the truth with each other and call that love.
朋友之间彼此不说实话也称作爱。
They say, I just don't want to hurt his feelings.
他们说，我只是不想伤害对方啊。
They claim it is out of love that they do not speak the truth to their friends.
他们声称他们不对朋友说实话是出于爱。
What kind of love is this?
这是种什么爱啊？
There are many churches that refuse to condemn sin or call wrong wrong, and they call that love.
很多教会不谴责人的罪，不愿意指出过犯，他们说这是爱。
What kind of love is that?
这是种什么爱啊？
On the television and the movie screens, there are all kinds of lusts and selfishness, all presented to us as love.
在电视和电影里充斥着性的欲望和自我中心的感受，却给我们灌输这是爱。
In July of 99, the city of Berlin in Germany.
99年7月在德国的柏林。
1.5 million young people from all over the world came to that city to what they call Love Festival.
1500万年轻人从世界各地来到这里庆祝他们所谓的爱情节。
When the organizers were interviewed by a BBC correspondent, he was asked,
当一个英国广播公司的记者采访庆典负责人时，他问
Would it not be more accurate to call it Lust Festival?
如果叫这个节日为性爱节，会不会更准确些呢？
The organizer replied, That is what it is, but calling it Love Festival sounds much better.
这个负责人回答说实质上是这样，但叫它为爱情节，听起来好多了。
I can tell you that probably there was never a time since the time of the early church when the concept of love has been more confused than our time.
我可以告诉你，很可能从初代教会开始到现在，从来没有一个时期，人们对爱的观念理解的像现在这样混乱了。
I must admit, I've lost a lot of sleep over this issue.
我必须承认，为了这个问题，我多次失眠。
Our world is thoroughly confused.
我们的世界被彻底混淆了。
Yet in the midst of this utter distortion and complete disfiguring of the real meaning of that beautiful word,
在这个美丽的词语真正的含义被扭曲和完全丑化的过程中，
We are under obligation not only to restore the real meaning of the word, but to practice it.
我们的责任不仅是要恢复它本来的含义，更要去实践它。
Some cynics define love as what happens between a man and a woman when they know each other well.
有些人将爱定义为一个男人和一个女人之间彼此熟悉之后发生的感情。
Another cynic said, love is temporary insanity curable by marriage.
另外一些人说，爱是暂时的失去理智，但可以通过婚姻来治愈。
Now I heard a story about a young man who proposed to his girlfriend.
这里我听到过一个故事，一个年轻人向他的女朋友求婚。
As they sat together looking over a beautiful lake, he said to her,
他们一起坐在美丽的湖边，望着湖水。他对女朋友说
Darling, I want you to know that I love you more than anything else in the world.
亲爱的，我想你知道我爱你超过这世界上所有的东西。
I want you to marry me.
我想你嫁给我。
I am not wealthy and I'm not rich.
我不是很富有。
I don't have a yacht or a Rolls Royce like John Brown.
我不像约翰·布朗那样有游艇还有劳斯莱斯名牌汽车，这些我都没有。
But I do love you with all my heart.
但我全心爱你。
His girlfriend thought for a moment and then she replied.
他女朋友想了想，对他说
I love you with all my heart too, but tell me more about Johnny Brown.
我也全心爱你，但再多说些关于约翰·布朗的情况给我听吧。
One of the most important challenges to biblical love is how to practice it.
有关圣经里所说的爱，最重要的一个挑战就是实践它。
First, we need to understand it, and then we need to practice it.
首先我们需要理解它，然后我们还要实践它。
Because biblical love is the opposite of everything the world calls love.
因为圣经里所说的爱与世界上所说的爱恰恰相反。
And that is why it is listed first in this most important among the fruit of the Spirit.
这就是为什么它被列为圣灵果子的第一位的原因。
Turn with me now to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23.
我们来看加拉太书第五章22和23节。
We heard this scripture in the last broadcast, but let us review it again.
上次节目里我们读过了，不过让我们复习一下。加拉太书第五章22到23节。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、 信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Some writers have insisted that in the context of this passage, love is not only the first in the list of the fruit of the Spirit.
有一些作家坚称，从这段经文的上下文来看，爱不仅在圣灵的果子里为首。
But it is synonymous with the fruit of the Spirit.
它实际上和圣灵的果子是同一个意义。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because love encompasses all the other characteristics in the fruit of the Spirit.
因为爱包括了圣灵果子里所有其他的几种表现。
Love, as the first fruit of the Spirit, is not merely pleasant emotions.
爱作为首要的圣灵果子，不只是代表一种愉快的感情。
Or a good feeling.
或是一种很好的感觉。
But love...primarily is self-giving.
而是从根本上讲，爱是付出。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you because I don't want you to misunderstand.
亲爱的朋友，我希望你们仔细听我说，我不想你们误解。
True biblical love is not accurately demonstrated when everything is just going wonderful.
圣经所说的真正的爱在凡事顺利时不能准确地体现出来。
True and biblical love is not accurately manifested in the times of plenty and abundance.
圣经所说真正的爱也不能在一切都很富足时准确地表现出来。
True biblical love is not accurately portrayed when everything is brand new with the loved one.
圣经所说真正的爱也不能在刚开始爱的时候准确地被描绘出来。
True love can only be visible in the tough times and in the testing times.
真实的爱只有在困苦或者接受历练的时候才能体现。
True love can only be manifested in its fullness during times of stress and strain in life.
只有在你生命中充满压力困苦的时候，真实的爱才能展现得完全。
Let me ask you this.
让我问你，
How can you truly demonstrate biblical love when you have just fallen in love?
当你刚开始坠入爱河的时候，你怎能真正表达出圣经所说的爱呢？
True biblical love comes after a few years in marriage.
圣经所说真正的爱是在结婚几年后才逐渐经历到的。
What with diapers and bills and snoring and sickness and balancing checkbooks and pressures at work and loneliness at home.
当你面对家里的尿片、账单、鼾声、疾病、收入和开销、工作压力和孤独等等的问题的时候，
Those are the times when true love is demonstrated.
这些才是真爱彰显的时候。
Some wives would tell you that their husbands are courteous and thoughtful in public, like he used to be before they were married.
一些妻子会告诉你，他们的丈夫在公众场合里谦虚有礼，律事周全，就像结婚前的表现一样。
But they are rude and selfish at home.
但在家里却粗鲁而又自私。
Similarly, the husbands say wives are gracious and vivacious in the crowd.Just like they were before they were married.
同样，丈夫们则说妻子在众人面前亲切活泼，如同婚前一样。
But they are moody and cold at home.
但在家里却喜怒无常，冷淡，缺乏热情。
Too often, when we are hurt by the loved one, we want to inflict hurt back.
经常当我们被心爱的人伤害的时候，我们都会想要报复。
But if the first fruit of the Spirit is love, then love says you do not render evil for evil.
但是如果说圣灵的首要果子是爱，那么爱就是让我们不要以恶报恶。
Romans 12:17 says, Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody.
罗马书十二章十七节说，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。
For wives, that means that when your husbands wrong you or disagrees with you, you must exhibit the first fruit of the Spirit, which is love.
对于妻子来说，这就意味着当你丈夫使你受委屈或者跟你意见不同的时候，你必须表现出圣灵的首要果子，也就是爱。
For husbands, that means that when your wife wrongs you, you do not leave, but you exhibit the first fruit of the Spirit, which is love.
对丈夫来说，这意味着当你的妻子亏待你时，你不能离开她，而要表现出圣灵的首要果子，也就是爱。
Love as a fruit can only be truly manifested precisely at these hurtful times.
仁爱作为圣灵的果子，只有处于被伤害的时刻，才能真正完全地表现出来。
At these angering times.
在愤怒时。
At these irritating times.
在受到刺激时。
For parents, loving your teenager in the midst of one of their raving and ranting times is truly exhibiting the fruit of the Spirit.
对父母来讲，当少年期的儿女对你们大喊大叫、粗声粗语的时候，表现你们的爱，才是活出圣灵的果子。
For children, loving your parents when they refuse to let you do what you want to do is truly manifesting the fruit of the Spirit.
对孩子们来讲，当父母不允许你去做想做的事情时，你仍然爱你的父母，这才彰显了圣灵的果子。
To all Christians, loving a Christian brother or sister when you know that they have deeply wounded you.
对所有基督徒来说，当一个弟兄姐妹深深伤害你的时候，还是去爱他。
That is the real time when the first fruit of the Spirit is manifested.
那才彰显出了圣灵的首要果子。
For most Christians, when everything is going well, they will tell you how much they love God.
对大多数基督徒来说，当一切顺利的时候，他们都会说自己多么的爱神。
But let them face a slight financial reversal, and guess who gets cut out of their budget?
当他们面临一个很微小的经济危机时，你猜猜看，在缩减预算时，谁被剪除了？
God.
神。
Whom they say they love.
他们自己说他们爱神。
They don't stop purchasing one of the many things they buy.
他们照常买东西，一件也没少买。
No.
没有。
But they stop giving their money to God.
但他们会停止奉献金钱给神。
The one whom they claim to love so much.
就是那位他们声称自己深爱的神。
So many years ago, someone came to talk to me about tithing and offering and giving.
许多年前，有一个人来和我谈十一奉献的事情。
He said that he could not afford to give tithes and offerings at that time because they were purchasing a second apartment.
他说他无法负担十一奉献了，因为他们正要买第二栋公寓。
I told him that was fine.
我告诉他没关系。
You would have no argument with me.
我没有异议。
He looked at me and said, Are you serious?
他看着我说，你是认真的？
I said, I'm completely serious.
我说，我的确是认真的。
You will have no argument with me, but don't tell me that you love God.
我不会说你什么，但别再告诉我你是真正爱神的。
Let me tell you a story.
我来讲个故事。
In the book of Acts, when Barnabas sold a piece of land in Cyprus which he owned, he took the money and placed it all at the feet of the disciples.
在《使徒行传》里，巴拿巴卖了自己在塞浦路斯的田产，将所有的钱放在使徒脚前。
There were a couple in the Church of Jerusalem at that time who wanted synthetic sainthood.
那时，在耶路撒冷教会里有一对夫妇，他们也想模仿成为圣徒。
Oh, they thought if Barnabas can do it, we can do it too.
他们想，哦，既然巴拿巴可以这么样做。我们也可以啊。
So they went out and they sold a piece of property before they went to the apostles.
于是他们也去卖了一份产业，来到使徒面前。
Except they did one thing before they went to the apostles. They left a good portion of it at home.
但在来之前，他们把卖地的钱留了一大部分在家里。
So when they placed it at the feet of the apostles, and Peter said, "Is this the price of the land?"
当他们将钱放在使徒脚下的时候，彼得问道：“这就是你卖地所有的钱吗？”
And they said, "Yes."
他们说：“是啊。”
And Peter said, "Why did you have to lie to the Holy Spirit?"
彼得说：“为什么你们欺哄圣灵呢？”
Here's what he said to them.
彼得这么对他们说。
He said, "When you sold the land, was it not yours?"
他说，田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？
They said, "Yes."
他们说，是啊。
He said, "And when you sold it, was not the money yours?"
彼得说，既卖了，价银不是你做主吗？
They said, "Yes."
他们又说，是的。
He said, "You did not have to give it."
彼得说，你们可以不给我的。
My listening friends,Are you listening carefully to this?
朋友们，你听到了吗？
Because Peter said to the couple, "You have lied to the Holy Spirit of God."
因为彼得对这对夫妇说，你欺哄圣灵了。
And both of them dropped dead on the spot.
那对夫妇便当场扑倒在地，断了气。
You can read the story for yourself later. You'll find it in the Bible, in the book of Acts, chapter 4.Verses 36 to chapter 5, verse 5.
你可以自己读这段记载在《使徒行传》第四章三十六节到第五章五节。
Now you cannot say that you love God when you keep him out of your pocketbook.
是的，当你不将金钱奉献给神，你就不能说你爱神。
Because God himself said in Matthew 6:21, "Where your money is, there is your love."
因为在马太福音第六章二十一节那里，神自己说，你的财宝在哪里，你的爱也在哪里。
I know it says heart in the Bible, but that's really what he meant.
我知道圣经里是用心这个词，但神说这句话的确是指这个意思。
Where your money is, that's where your love is.
你的财宝在哪里，你的爱就在哪里。
Loving God can only be manifested when you make an offering of money to God first, not cut him out and make him last.
爱主只有在你先奉献金钱给神才能体现，而不是将它排除，放到最后才考虑。
I want to tell you something from personal experience.
我想告诉你我自己的经验。
Biblical love is a challenge to end all challenges.
圣经所说的爱是可以战胜任何其他考验的一种挑战。
More than temptations and more than anything else, biblical love is the challenge that ends all challenges.
超过诱惑，超过其他任何挑战，爱是最大的一个挑战。
And that is precisely why we talk about it much, but we understand it little.
这就是为什么我们讨论了这么多，但我们理解到的却很少的原因。
We don't take it seriously and we practice it little.
我们没有认真的领会爱，也极少实践出来。
Because it is such a challenge that we don't comprehend it.
因为它是一个我们并不理解的挑战。
The world tells us that we have the right to react any way we want to the evil that is done to us.And if necessary, get even.
这世界告诉我们，我们有权以任何方式对伤害我们的做出反应，甚至可以以牙还牙。
But I've noticed that we are running out of time and we'll have to stop.
但我们的时间已经到了，只能谈到这儿。
We will learn more about this challenge of love in the next broadcast.
我们将在下次节目里学习更多的有关仁爱方面的挑战。
We will discover what biblical love is and where each of us gets the power to produce this spiritual fruit.
我们将发现圣经所说的爱到底是怎样的，我们每个人从何处获取力量来结出这圣灵的果子。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
原来爱作为九果中的第一个果实，它代表和囊括了所有其他的品质。也谢谢麦克牧师的教导，让我们更深入地了解到，爱并不仅仅是一种感受和情绪，而是付上代价。这也就是耶稣基督对我们那份舍己的爱。亲爱的弟兄姐妹，愿我们在生活中可以更深地来经历上帝的爱，同时也学会爱神、爱人，结出圣灵的果子。好，那亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里结束了。感谢大家的收听，我们下期再会。
舍了生命的伤。